Excuse me?
Hi. Sorry to bother you, but I wanted to ask you something, I guess. No, I don't think you know me. I mean, we're in the same dorm and had a humanities class together last semester, but I don't think we've actually interacted beyond a few seconds of eye contact. Wait, sorry. I know that sounds weird. God, I'm terrible at things like this. There was something I wanted to talk to you about, I guess. There's really no good way to say this. Could we maybe talk about this somewhere else? Somewhere we aren't surrounded by people. I promise it's nothing weird or creepy. At least, it's nothing creepy. Despite the way I felt the need to clarify that not being creepy. Can't really say it right here. That's why I'm asking you if we can go somewhere more private. Listen, I really can't tell you right now, but I promise I'll explain if it just goes somewhere else. Please. Can we just go, like, anywhere else? What about the hallway right over here? Beside the locker rooms? I just told you. I can't tell you right here. There's too many people here for... Wait, please. Fine. I'll explain here. Just stand still so I can tell you. Please don't get mad at me, okay? I'm really not trying to be creepy or an asshole, I swear. So, the reason I need to talk to you is... Oh god, I can't believe I'm actually telling you this, but... I need you to take control and make a mess of me. Like, really ruin me. I mean, not in that way. We just met, and I definitely don't expect you to just, you know. Well, I just meant that. Oh god, everyone is looking at us now. Can you please go somewhere else? Thanks for coming with me. It's just... so awkward to talk about things like that when we're around so many people and there's a chance that they can all hear us. Oh, yeah. I guess I should probably explain what I meant back there, shouldn't I? I'm sorry about that. But you said you wouldn't come with me unless I told you I needed to talk to you. So I told you, but like I was saying... it's something that we would be better off talking about in private. Right, I should start explaining myself. So you see, I have a thing for nerdy guys. I just think they're really cute and sweet, but also determined and smart. Like, they're so passionate about what they like. And they can give you whiplash when they talk about even the simplest things. They just know so much about everything. And I think it's really hot. Yeah, exactly like that. See? That kind of thing is, like, super hot to me. The way you just find something you want to know and keep learning about it until you're satisfied. I just really admire that. Yeah, really. It's just... I don't know. Something about how invested nerdy guys get into their work. It's so cool. Like, you know, the whole... it's about drive, it's about power mindset. It's so impressive to see how much they focus on something. The sheer amount of attention they can devote to what they're doing is stunning. if I'm honest, I always wanted to be the center of that kind of focus. I think it would be intimidating, but also really exciting. And that's partially why I'm talking to you right now. Well, I wanted to talk to you because I just can't take it anymore. I want to have a nerdy guy make me all weak in the knees and get me to blush. And you're the perfect candidate. You're my dream guy. Oh, right. So, basically, the reason why I want you to kiss me senseless is because, to put it simply, I can't stop thinking about you. You have that lecture class 3 times a week, right? Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every week. And every week you sit in the same spot in the lecture hall. Well, you know, there's one wall of that classroom that's just glass. And the wall actually faces the gym that's connected to the locker rooms right behind us. I wasn't sure if you ever noticed that, given how you actually pay attention to that class. But since the gym has glass walls, too, from some spots you can't even see into the gym. I can see into the classroom. So usually when I'm doing certain workouts, I can see you while I do them, and I mean, I'm only human, so when I see a really pretty guy who looks like he's my type, I can't help but keep looking. Especially when I keep seeing that same nerdy guy in that same class every time I'm in the gym. I figured that eventually I'd be able to quit thinking about you while I work out and actually get my head back into it. But as time passed, I just kept looking at you more, and I realized that I just couldn't stop thinking about you at all. You're so magnetic and couldn't get you out of my head. Of course, I started having little daydreams about you, talking to you in the halls, asking you to help me with my homework, holding your hand while we study together. The more I thought about you, the more romantic the daydreams got. Then one day, I thought about what it would be like if we kissed. I thought about how it would feel to pin you to the wall and make out with you. But I realized pretty quick that I'd honestly like you much better the other way around. After I thought about that though, it's like it consumed me. All I could think about was you grabbing me, pushing up against the wall. It didn't matter where, in the library, while we were studying, in the elevator, back at the dorm, even in the locker room after I was changing. I just wanted you. Your hands on me and you kissing me until I couldn't breathe. I still want that, honestly. It's like I said, I can't stop thinking about you. I want you to look up at me with those pretty eyes and tell me that you're going to kiss me and then do it. So, yeah, that's everything I wanted to tell you. What do you think? Oh, more time to think? I totally understand that. Take all the time you need. No pressure at all. That caught me off guard. That's even better than how I thought it would feel. I can't believe this is happening. You can't believe it either. Had you also been wanting this? Like me? I see. Well, now you have me all for yourself. What do you want me to do? Of course, I'll do that for you. Come here. Show me what you've got. You know, I've been dreaming of more than kissing. Let me make you feel good. I think you deserve it after all that studying and classes. You deserve a little reward, right? Just let me do this. Does this feel good? I know it does. I want to make you feel so good that you just keep coming back to me. You can keep coming back as much as you want any day. I've been wanting to do this for so long. Let me do a good job. I want to be a good girl for you. Am I doing this right? After this, you go back to your books and I go back to my gym. And nobody will ever know. Little nerdy guy is packing so much. Only I will know. And I can take care of it every week. You're such a good boy for me. And just like that, you... You like it like that? Tell me that you like it. Good boy.